Yes, you was when you were about to wonder.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can wave at your brethren and move over to welcome them.
To
wish them the word of God and tell them that still, if you'll miss 2 days, we shall give your place to another. 2 to 3 days. Don't reason why.
We'll
give your place to another that he can enjoy. Even to fulfill here the word of God. For profiting. Have you told them?
If
miss from today, 2 to 3 days,
and
not reasoned, not given us a reason, enough,
give your place
another for the others are waiting for it.
Ah,
I think you emphasize that to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We
place
in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on reach unto you. Resetting or restoring order in Church of God all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And right now we are right on the order of preaching the gospel. We went back to foundations. The principal foundations of the gospel of salvation.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus much. And we have just looked to the foundation of faith towards God.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus much. We first looked at 3 things. Those considered most in the faith towards God. And we knew there is no rightful faith except that come from hearing and hearing the word of God. When we had in Romans 10 verse 17 that faith come from hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we understood that still all things will pass away,
but
the word of God will never pass away. That which makes up the words of God
and
the Holy Scriptures. That's why we look most to faith towards God through the word of God. As it told us Matthew 24 and verse 35, that all things will pass away, heavens and earth, they will pass away, but the words of God will never pass away. It means the foundation of faith towards God. When you look most to faith come from hearing His words, you are on the rightful thing.
And
those who preach the material gains of the world and the things like
those,
on the other day when they are wrapped up, I don't know they will point what on you, but we who preach you the word, it will remain being the Father, being in the scroll of the living book.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we
know
that God magnified His word above His name. That's why we look most to faith towards God through the word of God.
Because
remember in Psalms 138 verses 1 and 2, He magnified His words above His name. After we look to other 3 things, 2 to 3 things. Still those considered where we put emphasis in the faith towards God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we look at the light of the word of God,
it
lightens us as we move with Him and we walk with Him, that we do not stumble. When we had most Psalms 119, verse 105,
we
said that the word of God is the lamp, lightens our path,
and
is a light
unto
our path.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many other scriptures we saw. Then what did we see next? Teacher Jacob. That God does not fulfill our words, but He fulfills His words. You were in class. God does not fulfill our words, He fulfilleth His words. As
you
speak Psalms 103,
the
verse 20, and He said, bless the Lord, He is angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. Thus you hearken the voice of the word. Now thus, that's where you look most to faith towards the word. Faith towards God. Passing it through hearing His word. Though we preach to pray, though we preach to preach the gospel, if it's to make meaning in people and to change the meaning, has to be the foundation in the midst of faith come from hearing the word. And then what followed there? The third issue, based on James 2 verse 14 and down, that faith without works is still dead. Praise Jesus much. Now in James chapter 5 and the verse 13 up to
17,
the prayer of faith, it heals. The prayer of faith heals. But righteousness, it availeth much. Faith works, but righteousness availeth much. That's why we decided to seek for righteousness, join it on that.
So
if you want to do things that Jesus did and more works than them, you must walk by righteousness. We analyzed many things. Today we want to look to the second part concerning how faith heals, but righteousness availeth much in its working.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today we look at that every sin, it is the unrighteousness. But faith, as you move on into believing, if you move from faith going into faith, you reach into righteousness and holiness. And you get established, and you do many exploits with God. Every sin is the unrighteousness. But faith, when you move on into faith, it's the righteousness which brings holiness, which establish you, and you accomplish much with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every sin is the unrighteousness. But faith, as you move into faith, is the righteousness and holiness which establish us in God and we work with God. Praise Jesus much. If you look in the first John, he says every sin is the unrighteousness. Let's read it here.
Ebaluwa yokana ikisoka isuli yokutano nolu nyiriri olwe 17.
First John chapter 5 verse 17.
Bulichitali cha butukirivu kibi. Era waliwo ekibi ekitali cha kufa.
Bulichitali cha butukirivu.
Everything which is of unrighteousness,
chichibi,
it's the sin.
Yes, we have
to praise Jesus much.
Then
there are sins which do not bring death.
It's a sin,
real death of losing the body of heaven. We shall speak it ahead of in the second foundation. Foundation of faith. The second foundation is the foundation of gospel of salvation. What we call faith of repentance towards dead works. Praise Jesus much. Dead works,
it's
the sin which brings death. We shall see them ahead. But according to 1 John, chapter 5, verse 17, every unrighteousness, it's the sin.
But
see, the question is the minister there. What is unrighteousness? For every unrighteousness, it is the sin. Now, what is unrighteousness? For righteousness, we understand it. It comes from believing. Moving on to believing. According to Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Kale okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda. Abaluumi esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
Kubanga mu yo obutuukirivu bwa Katonda bubikkulibwa obuva mu kukkiriza okutuusa mu kukkiriza.
Obutuukirivu bwa Katonda.
The righteousness of God. It is revealed. The way it's revealed is like this.
Have
moved from faith going into faith. But remember, Romans 10, 17, it said it comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
If you want
the righteousness of God, you must
believe
every word written. Everything you get, you move into more faith within it. And you get righteousness. And you reach holiness. It means every unrighteousness and it's a sin. Every unrighteousness. There are things you believe not, which come not from hearing the word of God. And then you do them. Righteousness of God is revealed.
It comes
from faith moving into faith.
It means
every unrighteousness is what cometh from not believing the word of God. Let's first get back to 1 John chapter 5, the verse 17.
Ebaluwa ya Yokani ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
1 John chapter 5, verse 17.
Buli ekitali kya butuukirivu kibi era waliwo ekibi ekitali kya kufa.
Buli obutali butuukirivu kikibi. It is the sin.
Niye waliwo ekibi ekitali kya kufa.
But there is a sin which is not unto death.
Niye ekyo nagamba tujja kinyonyoka ku musingi oguddako.
That I said we shall get explained in the next foundation.
Wakati w'ekibi ekireeta okufa.
Between the sin bringing death
n'ekibi ekitaleeta kufa.
And the sin which never brings death. When we shall be on the second foundation of gospel of salvation, foundation of repentance towards dead works.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much.
But I want us to look more to that word. Every unrighteousness is the sin. I want to ask, what is unrighteousness? God in explaining this, his righteousness is this. Romans chapter
1
verse 17. And he says like this. Romans chapter
1
verse
17. Kubanga mu yo obutuukirivu bwa Katonda bubikkulibwa obuva mu kukkiriza okutuusa mu kukkiriza nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti naye omutuukirivu anaabanga mulamu lwa kukkiriza.
Bw'oba oyagala okubikkulirwa obutuukirivu bwa Katonda nti
bw'olina
kuba ng'ova mu kukkiriza nga weeyongera mu
kukkiriza
n'ogamba kati obutuukirivu butandise bwa Katonda.
Now righteousness of God has begun.
Era bwe nzinga n'aba mulamu lwa kukkiriza ng'omutuukirivu.
And me as the righteous, I will live by faith.
Bwe manya agala okukakasa nga ndi mulamu.
That if I want to prove I'm living,
Katonda bw'ali omulamu.
As God is living,
nina okubeera mu kukkiriza.
I have to be in faith.
Kitegeeza kyonna kye ngenda okukola.
Everything I'm going to do,
nga tekiri mu kukkiriza.
It's not in faith.
Kye kibi.
It's the sin.
If
that rightful faith,
Romans 10,
17 is what it says. And it explains of it like this.
Romans chapter 10,
verse 17.
n'okuwulira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Okukkiriza okutuufu,
the rightful faith,
kuva mu kuwulira,
comes from hearing,
n'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
hearing the word of God.
Kitegeeza bwe mba njagala otuuka ku butuufu,
if I want to reach into holiness,
nina kuyongera kukkiriza mu kigambo,
I have to believe the word, believe more,
kkiriza mu kigambo,
believe more, believe it,
ate nga bwe nkola,
as I do it,
niyongera mu butuukirivu,
I move into holiness,
kandi buli kyonna kye ŋŋenda okuba nga nkola,
everything I'm going to be doing,
nga njagala otutegeera nti si kya butuukirivu,
I want to understand it's not of righteousness,
era nga njagala otutegeera nti kye
kyo, I want to understand it's the sin,
nga nkoze ekitali mu kigambo kya Katonda,
I've done what is not in the word of God,
oba nga nkoze,
or when I've done,
nga kya kitundu,
and it's halfway,
nembeera omunafu mu kukkiriza,
I appear weak in the faith,
naye bwe njagala okwongeza,
if I want to add on,
kukukkiriza
on the faith,
nkola ntya,
what should I do?
Kubanga waliwo abanafu mu kukkiriza,
people weak in faith,
abakolako ebyekitundu,
they do half,
nga bali kumpi n'okugwa,
then they are nearly to falling,
naye bwe njagala okwongeza,
if I want to increase,
kukukkiriza
in the faith,
kusobola okukola ebingi,
that it can avail much,
nyinza kukola ntya,
what can I do?
Kuba bwe mmala n'embikkulirwa nti naye okukkiriza, naye obutuukirivu bwa Katonda, obuyinza ennyo mu kukola
kwabwo,
olina kuva mu kukkiriza nga bweyongera mu
kukkiriza.
Bantegedde ekintu kimu,
buli
kigambo kya Katonda kye nsoma nina okukkiriza, ne nkiteeka mu
nkola,
nembeera mu kukkiriza buli kiseera,
nenyingira obutuukirivu, and I enter holiness,
nenyingira obutukuvu,
and I enter holiness,
nenyingira obutuukirivu,
I enter righteousness, and it leads me to holiness. Yes.
Nga naye nina kwekuumira, nga nva mu kukkiriza nga neeyongera mu kukkiriza, nayingiddwa okukkiriza kw'ekyo ekyandikwa, ne kino nakyo nja kikkiriza, nakyo nteeke mu
nkola,
malibwe nga ntuukirira,
malibwe
nga nfuuka omutukuvu,
nga
Katonda wange bw'ali
omutukuvu, tuyite
ffe embiri,
kubanga
twagala kukola naye,
ate
ye agamba mbeere batukuvu,
nga
nange bwe ndi
omutukuvu,
ekyokulala,
ababiri
tebayita bonna,
kujjako
nga
say they have agreed.
Tuwetaga kwetawanya.
You don't need to trouble yourself.
Bulibutali butuukirivu,
every unrighteousness,
chechibi,
it's the sin.
Kitegeeza ntegedde.
It means I've understood.
Ukiranga obutuukirivu,
if righteousness,
uva mu kukkiriza nga neeyongera mu kukkiriza,
come from faith moving into faith,
nenyweza obutuukirivu bwa Katonda,
I hold the righteousness of God,
n'okukkiriza okwo nga nkutegedde,
that faith I've understood it,
kuva mu kukkiriza n'okukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
comes from hearing the word of God,
ntegeera nti buli kye ŋŋenda okukola ekitali kigambo kya Katonda bwe butali butuukirivu kyekibi,
everything I'm to do not in the word of God is the unrighteousness and the sin,
era totawanana kwebuuza oba oyonoonye oba toyonoonye,
ask whether you've sinned or not,
bwewekebere bwekebere oba kyokoze,
examine yourself, see what you've done,
ekigambo kya Katonda,
if it's the word of God,
kubanga alina wayogera mu Bakolinso,
his way speaks in Corinthians,
bwewekebere wekola oba oli mu kukkiriza,
examine yourself, see whether you're in the faith,
kiko kiri,
yes,
somere tulabe,
you read with it,
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula y'13 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano,
2 Corinthians 13:5,
mwekebere mwekka obanga muli mu kukkiriza, mwekeme mwekka oba temwetegeera mwekka nga Yesu Kristo ali mu mmwe.
Yes,
mwekebere mwekka,
examine yourself,
olaba oba oli mu kukkiriza,
and you see whether you are in the faith,
nyinza kikola ntya,
how can I do that?
Bali Yokaani sukusuli yakutaano ngambye,
John 5 has told me, verse 17,
libutali butuukirivu,
every unrighteousness is the sin,
nentegezebwa,
and I was told, Romans 1:17,
obutuukirivu bwa Katonda bubikuliddwa nga
bwe, righteousness of God is revealed and it appears this way,
kukkiriza
come from faith,
nga bweyongera mu kukkiriza,
moving to faith,
n'okukkiriza n'enkubikkulirwa,
faith I got revealed of it,
Romans 10:17,
Romans 10:17,
kuva mu kuwulira,
it comes from hearing,
n'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
hearing the word of God,
kitegeeza bwe nkiwulira,
it's when I hear it,
nembeera mukozi nga nkola ekigambo ekyo,
do that word,
nga Yakobo esuli 1 bwe ŋŋamba,
James 2 tells me,
nfuna obutuukirivu,
I get righteousness,
nenyongerako obutuukirivu,
add on righteousness,
nentuuka mu butuukirivu,
and I reach into holiness,
kati buli kye ŋŋenda okukola kyonna,
everything I'm going to do,
nga kiri wabweru w'okukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
outside believing the word of God,
bwebutali butuukirivu,
it's the unrighteousness, it's the sin,
era nsobola okwekebera,
I can examine myself, Corinthians is told me, you repeat it we hear,
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esula y'13 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano,
2 Corinthians 13:5,
mwekebere mwekka obanga muli mu kukkiriza, mwekeme mwekka,
you examine,
totawana na kulinda setani kujja kema kukema oba kugezesa,
wait so that come to test you,
mwekebere wekka,
examine yourself,
totawanya na batuuze,
this time with the people, Don't trouble us. You held on to your unrighteousness.
Your
own usual words, you want us, all of us, to do them. You ask us, we understand you.
You
understand me gradually. We cannot understand you.
I'm
here to understand the word of God.
You want
me to walk in unrighteousness? No, I want to prove you, my brethren. You want to prove to the right for faith. You want to be righteous. And you want to reach holiness. You examine yourself every day. You see whether you are in the faith. Even that you do. Maybe you decide to get angered.
Check
in the word they give you how many minutes to get angered. If you get angered, according to that written in the word of God, you are righteous. And
if
your anger, the sun should not fall to your anger.
It
means you look to the light. The sun spoke, it is the light of the
world.
It tells you to get angered to
which,
and for how long?
Your
anger has never made the righteousness of God. Get out of your anger, go get the one of God. The wrath of God revealed to evil children. It means it's that of God.
You
go in that of God, for he measures it.
It
does not spoil things surrounding there, for he is in anger. And he measures, knows how many times he will forgive. Seven times 70 times. But you are ready to forgive to
offer.
I cannot forgive. You're not even righteous. What you know that?
Just
to harden life, whether you are in righteousness, you examine yourself.
And
you raise up as in the gospel.
Do
you ask righteousness or not? You look to what they do. Are they in the word or not? Not prepared in the righteous you to you are not.
What
people do their own things,
if they
are not of the word of God,
you are
not man you have prepared righteous, you too you are not righteous. Because those who come from you, they want to plant foundations. Now I wonder which foundations you've left.
Begin
in your house,
I speak
to you and your spirit. In that house, the body you are in,
we're
not moved in faith, and you move into faith, never say you are righteous.
It decide
to say, let me seek for righteousness. As you
go
to your household, if you're married, you married. Look to people of your house, how they move.
You think it's
not of the word of God.
You
think there are no righteous people you have at your home.
You still
do your still in the fight. You've not yet arrived. Don't
trouble
us whether God will go to heavens or not.
Don't
know how you will not reach there. For without holiness, no one will see him.
You're
not rich in heaven. If you come to the congregation, the house of God,
see
your actions.
They
don't come from believing into more faith. Come from hearing the word of God.
They know
unrighteousness.
They do
not have any heaven you'll go to. But to working for that righteousness.
Even
to
deceive them.
Still even those weak in faith.
But
how can they appear? They don't have ability. Get them from faith into faith.
They
struggle.
But
most all of you are usually like that.
And
you are weak in faith. Yes. Now we encourage you.
What?
Try with our thoughts. You would have been right, yes.
Look at this one,
they will reach in the righteousness. I'm not sure still they will work with God.
What is Agatagatu
joins the unrighteousness? Tries to, many are not in the world. They are within, they come from his own.
They are weak.
Look to your brethren. Look to. You ask them, but why are you weak like that?
Yes, you are
faith, but weak. It cannot enable you rich in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
are of weakness in faith. Indeed, you can't reach in righteousness. For the one strong in faith move from faith to faith. Righteousness which can avail much. In a believing towards God. You move with him and work with him. In Romans 14, the first one. And he says like this. Romans chapter 14 from verse 1.
Naye atali munywevu mukukkiriza mumusembezenga.
Tukusembeza naye.
We receive you, but.
Nafuwa nange. Si munywevu nyo.
Strengthened much.
Bimenya no musumba.
It breaks much.
Inu kati bambi abasinga kufutira okubanga tuli banywevu.
Most of us usually not strong in faith.
Tulina busobozi buva mukukkiriza kuyongera mu
ability to move from faith into faith.
Ti buli kigambo kya Katonda ky'owulidde okikkiriza ate okikole.
God, you heard, you believe and do it. But the weakness on you, and I usually put you on the scales of faith that I see your faith. And indeed you are weak.
It's
going to take you time to get power and strength. And do righteousness to help you. Move from faith into faith as you put in action and you get righteousness.
Now,
you count the distance to reach holiness. For your weakness of faith is moving on.
He
said, receive them. Perhaps you can encourage, strengthen them. But many are weak in faith. Your weakness, check it like this. If you can't move from faith into faith, a strong person does this work and they move on to do another.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. And keep it to seek for all scriptures.
And
enter your life that you can do those. And you don't wait a day to come, we preach you here.
But you
enter more into faith.
I think
do that faith.
You see, surrounded
by righteousness, you can no more commit unrighteousness. For every unrighteousness, it's not to believe the word of God. It's not to do the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, what were
those weak in faith? I wonder, you and God, when are you going to work?
He
will not work with you.
He told
that you have to hate evil, love righteousness, and he anoints you, and he will work with you the great exploits. But imagine this time most of you are weak in the faith.
You
must repeat that verse. Romans 14 verse 1. Romans chapter 14 verse
1. omulala kiriza n'okulya n'alya byonna naye atali munywevu alyanva.
The
problem we find with ourselves, another beliefs, it's the source and the food. Every one of scripture given, another picks out some.
You
say, I'll eat only herbs.
These soft
words in the Bible. These are herbs.
Give
me herbs, I eat such.
But those
exalted words of the Bible, don't get angered.
Does
not know we human beings. Getting angered, he puts it in you. We have to get angered. I told you, get angered the way you want. We have strong faith. We eat the source and the food of the word. The soft and the hard ones. Though they say they are heavy,
we leave
them, they will happen. Those with nerves.
You know,
faith like of a mustard seed, they don't have it.
Because
herbs, they are the most in the world. Those with herbs within faith. They would have said,
the
hand of God. Take it. Those are many. They are on herbs. If you tell them, they've seen.
He
feels you've hardened life then. You would have told them to take it and claim it.
Most
people eat herbs, their faith is weak.
Okay,
read that verse for us.
Romans chapter 14,
verse 2.
Omulala kiriza n'okulya n'alya byonna naye atali munywevu alyanva.
Bambi. Omulala.
Another. One of those the other.
And
it's all in the words of the scriptures.
It's
put action in the stomach, they feel it work, and they grow. But the others weak. They want herbs. They want sauce. Yes, soft words of the Bible.
Yes, Nazareth.
Jesus was Nazareth. And he healed.
Gamba gwe Nazareth.
Say you are Nazareth.
Yes,
Jesus will not pass you today. Those are what they want. You know, miracles are food. The children. Not entire
enough.
This soft food. Yes. Sauce.
You know,
sauce too is counted on food. Yes. Ask yourself, where are you?
Do
all words of the scriptures. You are one who eats sauce.
We have strong
faith. We eat all. Every part of the scriptures, we believe to do it. If it's light shines our way. But the weak they choose out some.
But
where will you reach righteousness? First three you see as if it's easy. What does it say?
Romans chapter 14,
verse 3.
Alia tanyomanga atalia. Era atalia, tasalira musanga alia.
Tetukunyoma na ye.
Do not despise you, but. Still you two are weak.
Kadu munafunibu utamunyome na munafu.
A weak though you don't despise them, they are still weak.
Era tebakulimba.
And they shouldn't deceive you.
That
though they didn't despise you, are no more weak. Have you ever tried to carry something heavy among your brethren? You failed on it? And they tell you
are
powerful, you're strong. How do you feel? It's mockery.
Said in the yoga,
this man, this women.
They moved
from despising, now they're scorning me. Scorning.
I've
failed you to say, you say I'm strong. The truth is this, brethren. You want to get righteousness? And move into holiness? You do exploits with God? You must believe the word of God.
And
you
must
believe it every time.
As
put in action every time.
Even
examine yourself, see whether you're in the faith.
If you examine yourself,
you may commit a righteousness and you do not know.
Yet, your
sin does not make you innocent.
Many
of you
actually
don't understand that over unrighteousness you do. In the Bible, to argue over what you do not understand.
Now, examine
yourself if you do the things. Seek for a way. You prove you do things in righteousness. Yet the way is one hearing the word of God. And you believe it. You put in action. You believe it. You put in action. You want to add on your faith from being weak. He speaks of it like this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and the verse 15.
Nga tetwenyumiriza kusinga kigera chaffe mu mirimu egyabalala. Naye nga tusuubira okukkiriza kwammwe bwekukula okugulumizibwa. Nga tetwenyumiriza kusinga kigera kyaffe mu mirimu egy'abalala. Naye nga tusuubira okukkiriza kwammwe bwe kukula okugulumizibwa mu mmwe ng'ensalo yaffe bw'eri okusukkirira. Olunyolwe 16. Era n'okubuulira enjiri mu bifo ebiri ewala okusinga mmwe era obutenyumiriza mu nsalo y'abalala olw'ebyeteeseteese.
Yes.
Okukkiriza osobola okwongezaamu.
You can increase on the faith. You increase unto righteousness. And you increase into holiness. But they give you one reason.
Start
with Romans 1:17. Righteousness of God has already been revealed. It cometh from faith.
Move
into faith. In that faith,
come
from hearing the word of God. In that hearing,
if you're
not just hearers, but doers of the words. Don't be there to say, but now, how I've retarded in the faith. Let me go pray. It's not by praying. Your faith passing through prayer, it's impossible. That I would think like this. That you want to push the pressure within yourself. That's what you're into. When you go to pray, you're going to increase your faith.
You're going to pray
and you're within faith.
Don't
add it through prayer.
You go
pressure and come at me still as if you're heated up.
I've
become half strong in faith. You went to always pray and you feel heated. Strength is grown within you.
As if
just
slope
from the prayer mountain. And the man or woman pass you. Eyes be taken like that.
Yet, you put pressure
in yourself, a balloon. All the pressure out of it. Concentrate on the words.
Usually
you feel heated up in the body. It's drawn near to God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
you pray your pulse.
You
still hit the body. I've gotten saved again. How many of you have experienced that in
no bearing or cause
you never committed sins? You feel you're broken.
You
felt as if you've settled in the Lord.
Let
me see your hands. You experienced that before.
Yeah, well,
yes, you're lying. Don't give more reason hands. I know that's what you experienced. You prayed. I repent. Now I'm holy.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
And
you pressure could look at you. You look this one.
The
pressure will be out of you. That you put yourself, you claim you're in faith. You want to increase your faith.
You
have increase more in the word of God. To get revealed of it. And to put it in action.
So
that is
how
you increase in faith. You usually hear that word. Isaiah 54. The verse 14. And we ask, what does it mean? Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14. Yes.
Right?
Justness where you will best be established. All those terrify will not get close to you. All those terrify and cause fear. You want a strong foundation. Be strengthened, never be moved.
There's
no reason shaking you. You must have righteousness coming from faith, moving into faith.
And the faith
is only of the word of God. Righteousness will recommend you. Righteousness has a way. When you reach to pray, the way it recommends you.
Piece
of it in what? Isaiah 48. Righteousness
58.
Will lighten your way. You read for us, we hear. Yes. It goes before you. Remember, you have light of the word. It lightens. Right, yes, this is going to move before you recommend you. Let him be given. He's asked what? He said that who should die first? You choose out one. That you've chosen is the one to die. And he goes. We say he fulfilled his word, O Lord.
Those videos,
pray them for us when they have come to pass. But do you see that righteousness? Read Isaiah 54, verse 14. He says, in the righteousness will be established.
Isaiah 8, verse 8.
It goes before you.
Have
you ever gotten someone recommend you? He supports you. He says, let it be done that way. Let it be given it.
What
is spoken, let it come to us. That's what they call righteousness. In the kingdom of God. Let it be given him.
What's
spoken, it be done. Righteousness speaks that. Let it be given.
He's
asked what? Let this person grow a hunchback. What do you want to grow a hunchback? In the wizards and the false prophets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We give him up, he grows a hunchback.
Obutuki
You see righteousness. It has many things to do. You see someone grows a hunchback on his back. And the court has come to minister with it. But it's true.
You would have
held right as to see what it can do. Establish you though others bewitch, they waste time. It's impossible to go away.
They
prayers put heads on the floor, nothing. It moves on to say, he said, they do what?
Hey, bachimuwe.
Be given that.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
You
read that verse, Isaiah chapter 58, verse
8.
That is of the word. Cross lightened for you. Isaiah 58, verse
8.
Healing. Piddly
happens.
You can get healed, what move others?
And
what recommends you?
What it is?
Listen. Isaiah 58, verse 8.
Ekitiibwa kya Mukama kye kiri kusemba.
Yes.
Right,
yes, this moves ahead of you. The word of the Lord says.
It's
meant to be fair, not here. Right, Jesus moves ahead. Who speaks against it? Who agile?
Fire.
Get from the way. Lord of the Lord, come. Take this away. The Lord of the Lord is the Holy Spirit. Righteousness. The Lord has to recommend you.
This
has recommended you.
Many things
without anyone recommend us. If we hold righteousness, this foundation of faith towards God,
they
come from hearing the word of God. And we do that word. We move from faith, going into faith. We
bring
the word. God doing the word. We get righteousness.
We
become holy just as He is.
See,
the great working with God.
They
are recommended to saying.
Right,
ahead as you speak, they have to do it.
The
Lord recommends it.
He
says it has to manifest. The signature endorses it to happen. Now you break yourself in this world.
All
foundation of faith towards God.
You get
for what I've spoken of it. There are a few on this time. Giving you a summary on it.
It
are very many other things.
It
usually don't go beyond those six. Righteousness. It availeth much in its working. For it moves ahead of you. It recommends you. No one agiles. That to be done. Read the verse
9.
Isaiah 58, verses 9. As you call him Lord,
Baba, no.
They are here.
Yeah?
What?
Wanji.
What?
Anioyo.
Who is that one? Who does he stand against? You. You want to work with God. You want to communicate with each other.
Yes,
this is the real one. Come from faith. Move into faith. That faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. In hearing, which involves doing the word of God.
In, see how you
call him Lord, he is here. There is a sick person here. Heal him.
We're
son.
Unless
you've been, on your own.
Then you go
speak to yourself, you are the servant of God.
Not yet
understood how you're going to serve with him. It's not bad.
But
seek for a way to know how you will serve with him.
The first
is the only foundation of faith towards God you hear of. Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
He'll
be able to work with him much. He is righteous. Right? Yes, this is what you do most of
them.
Manifest God in the word which works.
In
acts of righteousness. Manifest authority. You live those mandazi of faith you've been on.
Honestly,
there have been mandas we eat them. But a dead body of faith. Those been into the era's back.
Some
carried dead bodies of faith. Hope you came back when you've cast them off from yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 58 verses 9. Noli okoyita
Isaiah 58:9.
Mukama na itaba. Olikaba na yali ogera nti nzenzuno.
Umanyo kuba mulirwana
we. You know to be your neighbor, your friend.
Ay mukama rwachi no chinda
wa. Why is this troubling me?
Omutukuvu akabira chi.
Why is the righteous crying?
Nalinda bi ebintu binanga biba kumutukuvu.
I saw all things right upon the righteous. I saw you pass many things.
I've
never seen God forsake him. Even his children, it's impossible. Let us finish there. Isaiah 58:9.
Noko gero bubi olunyo lwekkumi n'omujirawo omuyalo obulamu bwo n'okusa obulamu obwabonyabonyezebwa kale omusana gwo ne gulyoka guviirayo mu kizikiza.
Musana gwo ekigambo guba gweyongera bweyongera.
Light of the word rather increases.
Toyinza kungamba.
You cannot tell me.
Weyongera mu kukkiriza.
You increase in the faith.
Okutuuka ku butuukirivu.
To reaching holiness.
Musana gwo ekigambo gukendeera.
When light of the word is decreasing.
Guba gweyongera
bweyongera. Increases. Because you move to seek for it. You seek
to
towards the word, you seek for light of the words.
That,
all that God's making is the powerful one. But you know that faith towards God
will
bring his righteousness. As we've done his word as
our
it's a shield you hear of, a great shield.
And
they told you hold your shield of faith. Even the blessed plate of righteousness. You know there's something he tells you.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 6:15.
Eranga munanise mbigere mubigere okweteekateeka kw'enjiri ey'emirembe. Olekomin'omukaaga era ku ebyo byonna nga mukwatiddeko engabo ey'okukkiriza eneebayinzisanga okuziyiza obusaale bwonna obw'omuliro obw'omubi.
Yes,
engabo y'okukkiriza,
the shield of faith,
is
right here.
The
blessed plate of righteousness.
You believe
faith is here.
Acts
are what put righteousness in your chest. My heart is guarded before God. Ephesians 6:16.
Muwewe ne sepewo eyobulokovu n'ekitala eky'omwoyo kye kigambo kya Katonda. Ulikumi na munana. Ngamusa vanga bulichisera mumoyo. Nokusaba, nokwega irida kona. Nokwega iridanga abatukuvu. Nji, abatukuvu. Okusaba okwo mukunyikiranga kona. Nokwega iridanga abatukuvu bonna.
Katudeko waguru katano.
Get back, verse 14.
Abefese sule yomukaga, nolu njiriri ole kuminenya.
Ephesians 6, verse 14.
Kale muyimirirenga. Nga mwesibye mchivoto cha mwe amazima. Iranga mwamba techo mchifuba obutukirivu.
Yes.
Echo mchifuba.
The blessed place.
Obutukirivu.
It is righteousness.
Anti umundu wakija na mtima.
The person believe with his heart.
Okwebo
obutukirivu. Be given righteousness.
Remember, I see,
in your heart you have to move from faith going into faith. Then understand I've made a blessed place.
Training
the trainings you make your chest. This time of righteousness. You do feel you have a blessed place.
What are you going to say? Physicals?
Going to physicals. You go lift weights, make your chest come up. Weights to make their chests.
Then
you look to the board, it's built up. Yet in the spiritual world, we make that chest.
And
Satan look at you like this. He trembles. He sees you've made a blessed place.
You
see, you filled up all. You go from faith to faith.
No,
he made a chest.
You
see, he made demons don't cross the sides. Here the macho men made their chests.
Yes, we must be.
Praise Jesus, man.
So again,
they go and they look at how you've made it. Macho.
Then
he holds his shield of fame.
Then
he got a sword.
In the belt
tied of truth.
In the fifth
gospel he moves by.
The helmet
of salvation, the Holy Spirit.
The
tongues of fire.
He
said, my God. All posts, I've seen them. He made a chest. I speak of the blessed plate of righteousness in the chest. Yes, that one. You know, Tabo engine, if you don't finish the end, it passes in the heart. Every work you want to do,
Tabo.
The Tabo engine is in the heart. Sure. If they look to the heart, and they see how he's made it in the spirit, my God. If you made the chest, they look to the shield you held.
It's
big enough. As they put the arrows, they are all hidden.
No,
they target the hearts. And there's a sword on this side. You see him. Look at you. Demons tremble even. What? Now you are not minding yourself. And they see someone who is all weak, a weakling passing.
Then,
God,
in
the name of Jesus, we chase you. Oh, they even pity you. When they look to them, also is a macho man. I want to think of that word. That verse 14. You must repeat it with
you.
You make a blessed plate. You make it yourself.
They're
blessed plates.
They'll
be on the measure that of righteousness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14.
Kale muyimirirenga, ngamwesibye mu kiwato cha mwe amazima. Eranga mwambadde ekyomukifuba obutuukirivu.
Yes.
Ekyomukifuba kino obutuukirivu.
This blessed righteous things. I focus today of the blessed plate.
Nkugambye omuntu wakufunira kwa nga kakola
wa. One looks and you made this chest.
Again no kumukwele.
They do to the arm. Look at the power of faith. The sword of the word. My God. The waste you made it. They say six pack. Six pack.
Seven spirits.
Seven.
Six spirits branches. In
the spiritual world. As to look to the feet,
my
the feet of the gospel. The gospel.
When
they want to tackle you, you cannot fall.
You look to
the head of the Holy Spirit. I wanted to show you what happens. Why they say blessed plate of righteousness? You appear a mature person. In faith, no demon can confront you.
There
is no situation.
There
is no sickness. Something you move to understand. Now that push you to ground most in the faith, come from hearing the word of God, even do that word, you get grounded, rooted, you will get rooted.
According to
Colossians 1 verse 23. Colossians chapter 1 verse 23. Yes. You are just within faith. You are grounded. You don't see that you can't shake you anymore.
Temper
many prayers.
You
speak many words.
You think
it will be hard for your many words.
Man
waits faith. Come hearing the word of God.
The
moment you faith, come from hearing. Hearing the word of God. Righteousness comes if you
will.
He leads you.
Where
the Lord will recommend move.
We need
to speak many ways.
A prayer of faith.
It will heal. But righteousness
is this.
Faileth much in working.
It
not say praying much is to work for you. Not. Though I believe, Bible says,
God
knows to fulfill the meditations of our hearts. He sees that in righteousness, he says, let it be done. What you should do, you get grounded in faith. I get grounded in righteousness. If I do rightful faith, come hearing the word of God.
Colossians chapter 1 verse
23. This relation of faith goes far. All creations under the sun, they know you.
Being
born again of that age past. You know, we are in this new generation.
Creations
reach a time they say they have said what? That someone has said what we don't know him. Believes and he does is what we know. Speak of gospel of house the car. Creation which they say. You understand proper? That gospel, where and how have you profited from it?
When
we shall reach the right gospel,
and
the false, this will come back. But the rightful gospel, gospel preached to all creations in heaven and the earth.
All
already hear it, it profits them. If you preach of a car, the birds wonder.
You.
They say, gray.
Do you have any?
That's how we are always flying in the sky. That's not even a gospel.
Promise
to different creations.
The gospel
is that preached all creation in heaven. And if you begin to preach, they all begin to hear.
Do
you know all creations now they have tapped to hear the gospel?
He
is preached what? They are approving every preaching. Faith towards God. Now we moved ahead in that. You can't follow us. How long we waited for you? Have you seen a shrine of a cow? Or a shrine of animals?
Look,
human beings who think they understand, they have friends. Have you ever seen ghosts of hens? They come back, disturb us, and they are hens. Human beings' heads do not understand well, some of them.
Have you seen
birds have shrines? Their God is the same with our God.
Have
you seen hens with shrines? Do they have shrines? Impossible. You can't have shrines.
It's
madness, humans to have friends. Now animals are of which religion?
First
come under understanding. Then you humble down. Then you ask religions. Where are the religions of these other creations? We were there when man was sinning. He needs salvation. Romans 8:18 downwards. The earnest looking of creations. Wait for revelation of children of God. They know humans need salvation.
They don't
need houses and cars, it's not their problem. When
you
reach the gospel, it will bring an uproar in the world. People preached their rubbish and they thought they preached the gospel. And they thought they preached on faith towards God. Yet I've told you like this. You keep grounded in faith. Hearing the word of God,
be
a doer of the word,
then
do work for righteousness. It's going to move ahead of you, to recommend you before God,
to
exploit with God many of them.
Which
the time it exceeds, faith is exceeding. Right? There you've entered holiness. You cease to be that now. I do a word upon a word. Everything in the scriptures. Everything God reveals is what I'm up to. Nothing like an argument in the hearts. Jesus.
Speaks
of exceeding in the faith. You've grown much in the faith.
Don't
have anything. You actually read the Bible. Have only to do.
They say,
don't do you let do this you do.
You
don't have any fight. Now you see, you still have fights within yourself. Over
so,
the word.
Let's
first overcome.
This
in 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1 verse 3. Speaks of that issue like this.
Second
Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
Kitugwanidde okwebazanga Katonda ennaku zonna ku lwammwe. Abooluganda. Nti nga bwe kisaana Kubanga okukkiriza kwammwe kukulu nnyo n'okwagalana kwa buli muntu kummwe kummwe mwenna mweka na mweka kweyongera.
Let's read English, we see.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
Aba Thessalonike ekyokubiri esula esooka olunyiriri lwokusatu.
We are bound to thank God always for you.
Kitugwanidde okwebaza Mukama bulijjo ku lwammwe.
Brethren,
abooluganda,
as it is fitting,
nga bwe kigwanira,
because your faith grows exceedingly.
Kubanga okukkiriza kwammwe kukula ne kusukkuluma.
Okukkiriza kusubuluka.
Can exceed.
Ne kukula ne kusukkirira.
Grows exceedingly.
Kitegeeza gwavudde mukubwa omutuukirivu.
Means you just cease to be righteous.
Ati n'ogenda
mutukuvu. Moved into holiness.
Nibagamba ntibera mutukufu ngakatonda bwali omuntu.
He holds just as God is holy.
Muntu nsobola okusala wonkule mukukiriza.
Decide to grow
kukirira musukiriza.
Exceedingly in faith.
Zinga sija ina cha kukayana na chombia wani.
I have to argue with the scriptures.
Buli chinsoma.
Everything I read.
Ngechimulisibwa musana akinkola.
Me I do it.
Ngechigamba echo bwechiri.
And as that what is.
Sija ina cha kukayana.
I have to argue with it.
Neka nkubuzi.
Let me ask you.
Obo cha ina cha kukayana okora chiwani.
Still have something to argue with the word. What are you doing here?
Wacha ununa cheri katona.
But you come before God.
Vamo mayengo gokukiriza.
Get from the floods of faith.
Kuvuka tububa wajangu chali mu lutalo.
You still have a fight in yourself.
Gwinga wajeri katona.
And you came before God. And you believe God.
Chali mu amayenga.
You have those storms in yourself.
Agukukirize bimu.
Believe in some things. You don't believe, you struggle, you fight.
Irwana gana nikatonda kunsonga che chigango chi.
Issue of his
word. You
came to believe before him.
Kati we malira chebisi.
Why you waste your time?
Gorozo mara bisisera bya
katona. You waste God's time.
Neda.
Not. You are on your time wasting it.
Ukirizamo
imwe bilala bo. Believe some, believe some.
Amayengo go kukirizo.
Storms of faith.
Uri kuri kumuyaga go
kukiriza. You are on the storm of faith.
Abo nawo je bari.
But what there?
Nawo bera muyaga go
kukiriza. There is storms of faith.
Abo gira ko muyakobe suliso ko nyurumukaga.
Speaks of James 1 verse 6.
Yakobo isule soka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
James chapter 1 verse 6.
Na yasabenga mukukiriza ngataliko kyabuusabuusa. Kubanga abuusabuusa afaanana ng'ejjengo ery'ennyanja eritwalibwa empewo ne lisuukundibwa. Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Kubanga omuntu oyo talowoozanga ng'aliweebwa ekintu kyonna eri Mukama waffe.
You waste your time right there.
Usaba okukiriza kulemya okunywera.
Your faith is refused to get strengthened.
Okukiriza sija kufunya ntiriza.
Faith that I feel I'm in it. I feel I'm in it.
Katindoza ali
mutukiriza. I think I am righteous.
Tebakiroza.
They do not just think of it.
Tuba tuva mukukiriza na tuingira mukukiriza.
Faith enter in faith.
Tuyingira obutu.
And we enter righteousness.
Okukiriza okwina kubanga ulira kigambo kya Katonda bwo.
Must hear the word of God as you do it.
Era bwosabanga muli.
You pray and you are within it.
Yongera mukyawa andikiwe kirala.
Move in other scripture.
Usaba kino mukama ngabo kyawandi.
God has it written.
Oyogera mpite cho kubira sulisu.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Ulinyoro kusa.
The verse 3.
Ubiza obwaka to.
The holy power of God.
Mama ndutwa byona bitweta.
All we need.
Mulambuno.
This life.
Where is it?
Serving you.
Ngira kutege.
To understand you.
Kama nyongera mukukiriza.
I move in faith.
Kwa kyawandi kwa.
Ephesians
2:10.
Ephesians 2:10.
Kuli mirimu ya Katonda.
We are God's workman.
Christ Yesu.
Created in Jesus.
Katonda byategekere de birungi.
Ordained
for kubita ambira.
Nesi
naba kuba. Kitegeza we biri. Era mukama waganda.
The Lord you say.
Ephesians 2:10.
Ephesians 1.
Ngira kusa.
The first 3.
Five. Yeba zibwe kitewa
kama Yesu Kristo.
Ya tuwe domo kusa mtundo
byo mukuru. In the heaven realms.
Era mukama
and Lord
ugamba
mu yobu
ari musatu
14
utukize biwasonga kengaro kubiri bya awonde mukiriza neyongera
mukiriza you are in faith moving to faith
tuenda gakusabanga uri musala wakatino
to pray a bit of prayer
no naye anachikora
will he do it you doubt it yourself
buwe gato mukakasari anachikora
kuyongera
mukukiriza
moving to faith it's written moving to more faith
ochimulekere nze
kirizo I believe it stand deal.
Wachirengera.
Have you seen that?
Never
but get from those
mumayengo
go waves of faith.
Kuba muri twagambe muri mwabanafu.
We say they are those weak.
Ate muri mwamuna abali kumayengo.
They are those still on the waves.
Bambi.
My God.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
So about Uganda.
Now brethren. Those three things. Joining on the first initial three we saw. The prayer of the righteous.
It
availeth much in its working. Faith, it can heal. But righteousness, it availeth much in its working. It does the many things you've heard. But in that we told you, every unrighteousness, it's the sin. Let's briefly get back there and examine yourself always. And you see whether that faith is where you've moved by or not. First John chapter 5 verse 17.
Buli ekitali kya butuukirivu kibi. Era waliwo ekibi ekitali kya kufa. Olunyo lwe 18. Tumanyinga buli muntu yenna eyazaalibwa Katonda takola kibi. Naye eyazaalibwa Katonda amukuuma. Omubi n'atamukomako.
Yes.
Singo obutali butuukirivu obwewala.
If you avoid unrighteousness.
You
avoid every form of evil. For it's the sin. It's never to do the word of God. God watch over you. Those things I want to point a figure I cannot. I want to do one thing. Get all your body parts. Give them up to commit righteousness.
Matu,
ears.
Maso,
eyes.
Mikono,
hands.
Vigere,
feet.
Mutima,
heart.
What
do you have with yourself? As you did in authority of power.
Give
us back used body parts.
It
gave them up committed righteousness. I want to surround yourself righteousness over every part.
Free
even to seek what scripture speak of your head.
And the mouth,
all just speak of those parts.
And
what they should do and what they should not do.
Direct
you how you will be moving.
But no way you tundu bio.
Give up parts to commit all righteousness. Now you're just going to be into righteousness. And you fly in righteousness. If you can do that thing, every body part you give righteousness is supposed to commit.
Tongue
you rebel to abuse.
Tongue,
you praise God and then you abuse. You fingers.
Up
to the works of God. Open the
band
of God. It's the same you. You pointing fingers. That man.
Point
a finger.
Those
who do not have laws commanded the word.
You
need to give time refuse.
Amaso.
The eyes. They told them what?
You can
give up the body parts to commit righteousness. What is the now the private parts? What should we do for them?
They
to have all commands for them. If it's a bum, yes. Scriptures that
they, when they call you,
don't
you
keep its commands.
When they call
you, don't sit in the front, you sit in the back. Not to show itself. The bum, every time it's a front seat, it's there.
They
want those four front
seats.
You, those bums, they always want that.
These
daughters of Zion, they walk, they have heaped them up like that. And they cause others stumble.
We are going to get to get it. What are the
things? Think how parts are given to righteousness. You first read Romans, we see. Romans chapter 6, verse 18.
Kale we mwawe we dembe okuva mu kibi, nemufuka abaddu. Nemufuka abaddu. Bobu tukirifu. Onyola kumi na umuida. Njogira mubuntu. Orobu nafubo mubili kwa mwe. Kubanga we mwawanga yo ebitundu ya mwe. Okuba abadu eliobu kwa agwa. Neliobu jemu kujemanga. Bwe mutio kakano muwenga ye ebitundu ya mwe. Okubanga abadu eliobu tukirifu. Okutukuzibwa.
Yes.
Ebitundu ya natu.
Parts we can get them, give them up. unto righteousness. They are going to do what? Look for the word of God, what it speaks over every part of your
life.
That yields test words.
Right, what you follow, not right, pour them out.
Someone would have moved on the service of those words. But at least you point on every part.
But you need time for them.
See the commands for them, the eyes, the face.
First, handle the entire head.
What do they speak to it? Pick out everything on it. Now you, if you want to know,
there
are people used to do righteousness. Think of people that
was
decided to get everybody
part.
Give it its work of righteousness to do.
It
has to hear the words of God.
No dividing on building
your entire body very well.
What is the
nose, what she did do to smell? It can smell things not right. It's possible. After a year, what's not yours, you desire them. They eat meat so much. Israel stumbled for that one.
Many
for the meat of people they passed along the way.
Say,
Lord, we do give us meat, don't trouble us. It's possible. You repeat Romans. Romans chapter 6 verse 19.
Njogera mu buntu olw'obunafu bw'omubiri gwammwe. Kuba nga bwe mwawangayo ebitundu byammwe okuba abaddu eri obugwagwa n'eri obujeemu okujeemanga. Abaluumi essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Romans chapter 6 from verse 13.
So temuwangayo ebitundu byammwe eri ekibi okubanga okukozesa obutali butuukirivu.
Yes.
So temuwangayo ebitundu byammwe.
Yield your body parts unto sin.
Okubanga ebikozesebwa eri obutali
butuukirivu.
It means we
understood. Unrighteousness is the sin. Unrighteousness. To do what the word of God never commands you.
It's
body parts, you can look to them. Ask them now, you two, what are you going on to today? Where is it written? Desiring and admired girls. In beginning to look at two men and test and try for them. Yes.
Where
is it told you to do and pursue them? There are some
fights
you're going to make, lady or gentleman. And you fight with your own body yourself. And you confront each other. If we commit righteousness where we've reached.
As
servants called to be prepared. To prepare the new generation all over the world. In resetting. Storing order in
church
of God all over the world.
It means where we
want a righteousness to be going to fight into works of righteousness. And they find the hands alone. And when
you
just touch on the
person,
they are prayed, they healed. They used to stealing and touching things not right. What speech hours mean?
Which...
which can draw everything it touches will pray for who?
They don't have any righteousness in them.
They go in on occasion, inquiring. Step in with house that you wish them a blessing. The Lord said, every house you enter, you pray a blessing for them. Look to your feet. Those are the good feet spoken of.
How
good are the feet who bring the gospel of peace?
It's one who enter
houses of others brought arguments in them. Now, we shall begin from there. Right there. We handle those remaining 2 days. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.